Real Life Korean. I'm here with our teacher, Sun Kyung-hwa, of the website talktomeinkorean.com. Hey, Kyung-hwa.
Hey, Kurt.
So it's the Chuseok period. Mm-hmm. We're past the actual holiday, but it's sort of Chuseok week. And all these families are smashed together for the first time in sometimes a year.
Yes.
Or at least half a year.
Right.
And there's a lot of different levels of politeness going on. You are talking to, you know, dongsaeng in one tone of voice, and you're talking to haraboji and halmoni in another.
Exactly.
So let's take a moment and do our little politeness levels tweak.
Sure. That's why I thought I would talk about kinship terms today.
Okay.
Especially for those who got married to a Korean and have to meet their Korean spouse's extended family during these public holidays. It would be really, really hard to learn all the titles that they need to use for each person. So let's look at how to address the wife's family first. First of all, when you address your wife's mother, you can call her either 장모님 or 어머님. Mm-hmm. And when you address your wife's father, you can call him either 장인어른 or 아버님.
Perfectly interchangeable, those terms?
Yes.
They're not contingent on any sort of variable? Okay.
No.
All right.
So yeah, 어머님, 아버님 are much easier.
Yeah.
And if your wife has an older sister, you should call her 처형.
You know, we could be getting down a very deep rabbit hole here because literally I've been in a class where there's a family tree picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's somewhere deep in the center, there's Na. That's
deep
me.
Deep in the center, yeah.
Na. And then there's, you know, 어머니 아버지. And then there's 어머니의 아버지. You know, what I'd like to do is get at sort of a DNA of what matters when it comes to these terms.
Mm-hmm.
First off, it matters hugely whether it's on your father's or your mother's side, right?
That's right.
Because this is a patrilineal kind of society.
Mm-hmm.
Last names and stuff like that passed down across male lineage, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So, 처형 is based on 처 meaning wife, and 형 mm-hmm. means older person. So, 처형 is your wife's older sister. And if she has a younger sister, you should call her 처제, because 제 means younger person. 처제. So you can call her 처제, like that. And if your wife has an older brother, you should call him 형님.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. In the old days, people used to call their wife's brothers, both older brothers and younger brothers, 처남.
Mm-hmm.
But these days, people often call their wife's older brother 형님, unless he is younger.
In which case, it's what?
처남.
처남. Okay,
yes.
There you go. So 처남.
Yes. Now, if you look at how to address the husband's family, when you address your husband's parents, you can use the words 어머님 and 아버님, the same. But you might have heard the terms 시아버지 and 시어머니.
The 시 there, does that mean like new?
Oh, no. This one is like your husband's family.
Is it the same 시 as 시집?
Yes.
And there, that means husband jip, right?
Yes, exactly.
I always, for some reason, I got it into my head that it was like new home, like you were going.
Oh, 새 집.
새 집. There you go. So yeah. She, husband jip, and then all those people that are in the jip are she something or other. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. But the 시어머니, 시어머니, 시아버지 are used to refer to one's husband's parents, but they are the titles that you use when you talk about them with other people. So when you call them directly, you should say 어머님 or 아버님, not 시어머니 or 시아버지. And when you talk about them with your husband's family, though, you should still address them as 어머님 and 아버님 because you don't need to clarify that they are 시아버지 and 시어머니.
Yeah.
And if your husband has an older brother, you should call him 아주버님. And if he has a younger brother, if he's married, you should call him 서방님. And if he's not married, you should call him 도련님.
Have fun, Westerner about to marry into a Korean family. You have nights and nights of memorization ahead of you. Long gone mm-hmm. are the days when you can just call your relatives, you know, Fred and Ralph and Martha and all of their first proper names.
Oh.
That must sound so rude
right.
to a Korean who goes to a Western family
you
reunion calling your, you know, your wife's father Fred, you know, or Mark.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's titles, and boy are there ever. You'll, you know, get a whole family tree of it. It's just worth noting for our purposes in our program
mm-hmm.
that these things matter. These family whether it's by blood or by marriage, whether it's older or younger, mm-hmm. make all a big difference in inflecting these titles. All right, let's leave it there for today. We'll see you again tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.